Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Friday, March 15th. If you missed the news yesterday, Eric Armstead coming to Duval, a huge move for the Jacksonville Jaguars, kind of making this free agency, early wave of free agency in 2024, feel a lot better for Jaguars fans after losing out on Calvin Ridley. We're going to get into our post-free agency Jaguars mock draft, and of course, free agency still ongoing. This is really post-free agency wave one. And the Jaguars, they could still be active today. We don't know how it's going to play out. They could still make moves over the weekend. But I do think their major spending is done. But they will make more moves throughout free agency leading up to the 2024 NFL draft, to be sure. Looking at some of these top remaining needs the Jaguars have, in my opinion, going into this draft, if it happened today, I think you're looking at cornerback because, yes, you have Tyson Campbell. Yes, you brought in Ronald Darby. You have some guys you've drafted over the last couple years as depth. But I still think you need a third starter. You need either a nickel and having Ronald Darby play outside, or a guy that can play outside, kick Ronald Darby into nickel, whatever it may be. You need a third guy that you feel like can start. So I think that's someone that you probably have to draft fairly early in 2024. Edge is a big need for me as well. That is more about depth. That's more about having a rotation. Same thing with the interior of the defensive line. You've got two good starters at the edge, but you don't have much else beyond that at all. And then on the defensive line, you have three guys. You have Devon Hamilton and Eric Armstead now, who can both be your starters. Roy Robertson-Harris as a rotational guy. But you really need more than that. You do have Adam Gotsis still. You do still have Jeremiah Ledbetter. But I think you'd like to bolster up the interior of the defensive line as well. Wide receiver, obviously, you still need a wide receiver one. I think you have enough guys that can be high-volume targets in your passing attack that you can survive throughout the 2024 season. But at some point, you really do need a legit wide receiver one on the outside. Gabe Davis, more of a wide receiver two on the outside, X receiver, but a wide receiver two in terms of how much you want to target him. A guy that can get vertical separation, a guy that can come down with some contested catches. Christian Kirk can be a high-volume slot target. Evan Engram, same type of thing. Zay Jones, if he's still here, he can be a fourth receiver for you, no problem at all. But I still think you want to try to get someone who has just a little bit higher of a ceiling on the outside than what you currently have. I also look at offensive tackle as a potential long-term need. Certainly not a short-term need. And in 2024, they have Cam Robinson, Walker Little, and Anton Harrison. But after 2024, Cam Robinson and Walker Little's contracts both expire. So yes, you could bring back one of those guys, both of those guys, I doubt it. But I do think you at least want to consider trying to find an offensive tackle that can either be a starter in 2025 for you or a rotational guy, a swing tackle. So we're going to head into this draft thinking about all those things. Obviously, I don't want to reach for need. I want to let the board fall to me and draft players that make sense at those draft spots. When I'm looking at these needs, though, I think edge is a need that they will address before the draft, and they're not going to have to spend a lot of money to do that. There's guys out there that make sense. A lot of guys out there at edge that could be rotational edge players for you. A third edge, a fourth edge. You know, Bud Dupree was in this system last year with Ryan Nielsen, and he was able to produce at a fairly high level as a rotational guy. You've got Jerry Hughes, Carl Lawson, Emmanuel Ogba, Calais Campbell still out there, Derek Barnett, who's played for Doug Peterson before. So there's some options out there, and that's only a handful of the guys. There's a lot more that could come in and, again, be rotational players for your edge group. You don't have to go spending high on that in the draft to land a rotational edge. But wouldn't be shocked if they go edge at some point early, but we'll go ahead and dive into this draft, see how it plays out. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. All right, so I think trading down makes a lot of sense. We've talked about that here on the channel. I just think at 17 overall, there's a good chance there's a bunch of guys on the board that you feel comfortable with. And so I like the idea of trading down into the mid-20s. Here we traded down with Green Bay, acquiring a second-round pick as well at 58 overall. So you trade 17 for 25 and 58. At 25, Kool-Aid McKinstry still sitting there. To me, press man corner. That's what the Jaguars want to do. He can also play off coverage. So, you know, either side of the defense for Kool-Aid McKinstry, the Jaguars, I believe a lot of what they're going to do is press on one side, have off on the other. They will press both corners on the outside at times. But whatever it may be, Kool-Aid McKinstry can do it on the outside for you. He's got great length. He's a good athlete. We haven't seen him test. And the reason he's falling down the board is because the Jones fracture, which should be fine. It shouldn't be like a major long-term issue for Kool-Aid McKinstry. Would like to be able to get some testing before the draft, might not be able to. So you might be able to take a swing on him at 25 and just say, look, we know the type of pedigree he has. We know the type of player he's been on the field at Alabama for the last 3 years, you know, starting a bunch of games, playing a bunch of games during his freshman year, which is hard to do in a Nick Saban defense at cornerback. So you love the length, you love the physicality, the patience he brings to the cornerback position, the versatility he has in terms of being able to play off or press man coverage, and he's a good run defender as well. So I just think he makes a lot of sense to pair with Ronald Darby and Tyson Campbell for 2024 and beyond and kind of solidify that cornerback group. At 48 overall, this is a big pivot point, a lot of different things you could do. This is the Jaguars pick that they earned by, you know, not finishing as a playoff team in 2023. But one of the guys I really like in the second round for the Jaguars, whether it's at 48 or 58 in this case, trading down and getting that extra pick from the Packers, I love Chris Jenkins to the Jaguars, especially now that Eric Armstead is in Jacksonville, because I think Chris Jenkins is the type of player that could really benefit from learning from an Eric Armstead. Eric Armstead's a lot taller than Jenkins, but Jenkins has really good length. He's a little undersized on the interior in terms of his total weight, but so is Eric Armstead. But they're both incredibly strong. I just think there's a lot of parallels in their game. They're both explosive. I think Chris Jenkins is already a very good run defender. I think that there's flashes on tape of Chris Jenkins being...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
More than that, of him being able to become a pass rusher. You see an inside spin counter. You see some hand usage. It's not consistently deployed at Michigan, but this guy's a really good athlete, great pedigree. Obviously, his father played in the NFL for a long time. So I think Chris Jenkins in the second round would make a lot of sense for the Jaguars. And no, at that point, defensive line isn't your biggest need. But having a group that features Devon Hamilton, hopefully fully healthy in 2024, Eric Armstead, Roy Robertson-Harris, and Chris Jenkins, I think you're really starting to like what that looks like, that rotation looks like up front for the Jacksonville Jaguars. At 58, we do go wide receiver here. Jalen Polk makes a lot of sense for the Jags, in my opinion. He can play outside. He can play inside. You can move him around the formation. He has the size and the athleticism to get the job done outside. Do I necessarily think he's going to be a wide receiver one in the NFL? Maybe not, but do I think he could be another very good high-volume target for you that you can feature at all three levels, who has very good contested catch skills, has explosive ability, and is a good route runner? Just a good, solid, balanced receiver overall? Yeah, I do think Jalen Polk fits in that mold, so makes a lot of sense for me at 58 overall. You can keep him, or you can keep Zay Jones if you want. You can move on from Zay Jones, but he is going to be able to compete. Jalen Polk is four targets in year one, and then long-term be a starter on the outside for you. At 96 overall, we've got his teammate from Washington coming off the board, Roger Rosengarten, a guy that I think should be a second-round pick, started a ton of games for Washington, has the length, has the athleticism, has tremendous overall, technical refinement in his game as a tackle. He played right tackle at Washington because that was Michael Penix's blind side. He can also play left tackle. So this is a guy I think could be a swing tackle for you in 2024 and potentially be a starter for you in 2025 if need be. If not, be a swing tackle. And that would give you four really good tackles to go into the 2024 season with, making sure that, you know, if we have injuries, it is not going to go down the same way it went down last year, right? And the next move at 114 overall, kind of in the same vein, but on the interior, Christian Mahogany out of Boston College. This guy's got length for days. He's kind of a glass eater, road grader, interior offensive lineman type. I think the Jaguars could use one of those guys as a backup guy to push the guys in front of him. And, you know, again, as depth, if anything happens with injuries up front. So love that move for them as well. At 116, the second fourth-round pick for the Jaguars, I mentioned that I think the Jaguars will get an edge in free agency to be a rotational guy. I still think they could go edge in the draft at some point. At 116, Muhammad Kamara just makes too much sense. I have a day two grade on him, and he isn't your typical bulky edge, but we've seen Trent Baalke kind of go outside of his comfort zone on day three of the draft. I think that's what he could do here with Muhammad Kamara, who I think would be just a really nice changeup. You know, they tried to get a changeup in Yasir Abdullah last year. Maybe it will work out for him, but Abdullah is just such a small player. Muhammad Kamara reminds me more of like a Melvin Ingram type. I've talked about him a lot. I think there's a lot of similarities in their game, and he's a guy that has a bag of pass rush moves, natural leverage, uses his length that he does have well. He does not have extremely long arms, but again, he's able to use natural leverage, get his hands where they need to be, and create pressure on the quarterback, bring down the quarterback. He can force fumbles as well when he gets to the quarterback in the pocket. So a good rotational piece there. At 153, Jerrion Jones, another guy I think should be day two out of Florida State, but he's a perfect candidate to be a versatile corner for you. I think he played mostly nickel at Florida State. I think that's where you have him initially, maybe not even starting, because again, you do have Darby Campbell and Kool-Aid McKinstry now, but Jerrion Jones is a fourth corner, a guy who can play nickel. I think he also has the ability to play outside. There's reps outside at Florida State, but again, primarily played in the nickel. I think he can do either. I think he can do either at a high level at the NFL. 212 overall, another Florida State Seminole. Fabian Lovett, This guy, the Jaguars up front right now, after drafting Chris Jenkins, after bringing in Eric Armstead, Roy Robertson Harris, not the biggest guy in terms of mass on his frame. Devon Hamilton's the only really big boy you have up front. So bringing in Florida State defensive tackle Fabian Lovett, who has Trent Baalke length, he has high effort. You see every time he's on the field, he's given 110%. And I think that he can be a stout run defender. I think he can also bring a little bit of juice if he needs to as a pass rusher, but somebody, again, filling out that rotation on the defensive line and someone who I think can eventually have a bigger role for you. 236 overall. I've done this pretty much every time lately. Kicker Will Reichert out of Alabama. Love what he brings to the table. 88% of his kicks he made last year. He has a big enough leg to make the 50-plus yarders. He's good on kickoffs as well. So Will Reichert out of Alabama makes a lot of sense for the Jaguars after they got snubbed by Will Lutz. Maybe they bring in another veteran kicker. We'll see how that plays out. But I don't think they're going to go into the offseason or into, you know, OTAs, training camp, all that stuff with Riley Patterson kind of in line to start. I just don't think they're going to do that, even though I don't think that's the worst thing. Like, Riley Patterson is an accurate kicker, just kind of struggles from super deep, right? But that's all the picks here. Short up the lines of scrimmage in a big way. Offensive tackle of the future in Roger Rosengarten. Chris Jenkins going to come in and contribute immediately for you in that defensive line rotation. Interior offensive line depth, potential future starter there. I think Chris Jenkins is such a perfect fit with Eric Armstead, learning from him. You added two legitimate talents at cornerback and wide receiver early in Kool-Aid McKinstry and Jalen Polk. You got a nickel corner later on who can also play outside. I think this would be a home run of a draft for the Jacksonville Jaguars and the type of draft that would set them up not only in 2024 to really compete at the highest level because you're getting guys that can contribute immediately at important positions, but also set them up long-term to have a roster that doesn't feel like it has so many holes going into next offseason. We will see how it plays out. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. And if you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Y'all have a good one.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.